of us. And now, in faith above reason, we are learning through what we can come closer to the Creator. And therefore, here, we have a few discernments that we need to scrutinize. What is more important for me? To be in the feeling or to be in the understanding? What is more important for me? To speak about the Creator or to speak about the connection between us? When I perhaps already understand and feel that everything depends on a connection between us, that actually the connection between us determines everything. And it's not a condition where I, like in a theater, let's say I go and I pay a ticket, I buy a ticket, I pay for it, and then I go inside and see whatever they're showing there on the stage. Rather, by me connecting with the friends in this manner, this way, it opens up for me the upper world. It opens up for me the Creator. Without it, I can't do it. I cannot skip over it. Pay in one place and get some entry ticket, entry pass, and go in there in some other place. Rather, this specifically, this some manner of connection between us, is what gives us the perspective, the way to look at the upper state. It opens up for us the Creator. This is why the Creator is called HaKolel, the inclusive one, the total of the connection between us. So the question is, therefore, what am I drawn to more, to study, to clarify, or to do, to implement? If I feel that for me what is important is already the connection between people, or at least in the 10, so that out of this connection I scrutinize where I am, the Creator's attitude towards me, this whole system, then I'm already directed correctly, aimed correctly. If I still want something else, I want to attain the Creator and not as a result of the connection between us, then I'm still not, I haven't yet scrutinized the truth. And also in faith above reason, a person wants for years maybe to understand what is the matter of faith, because he heard from all kinds of different places, other sources, what faith means, faith, and from that he has some definition of his own, which he took from there, and he constantly needs to correct himself, to cleanse, purify this concept of faith from all of the other characterizations, and to see what becomes established in him regarding this concept of faith from the words of Bala Sulam. And then it becomes independent of religion, independent of science, and independent of anything else, but only his attitude towards the Creator. And as much as he is connected to it, tied to it. And also you can say about faith above reason that in the beginning, when we enter faith above reason, we feel relief in our search, on our path, in our advancement, because all in all, what are we talking about here? It says that we have to accept that everything comes from above. There is none else besides him. Fine. Next, that whatever I feel it from the Creator. That's even better, because then I don't blame myself or others. Rather, the Creator is arranging this theater that I'm in such a way, so that I'm on the stage, and whatever I receive it from him, and he's playing with all of the people in the world. So seemingly, it's all easy. And in the beginning, when you enter faith above reason, everything seems easy, nice, good. Ascribe everything to the Creator. get whatever there is. It helps you not to blame anyone, but rather the force from above is arranging everything, etc. That's in the beginning. And therefore, this period of time, when it goes by, we begin to see that we actually need to work in establishing correctly our attitude to the upper force. And then we already begin to work against our ego, against the disturbances, against the darkness that comes, etc. But in the meantime, in the entrance, we're getting the possibility, the opportunity, a situation such that we need to connect more between us, arrange ourselves correctly. Like babies, when they're born, they don't take care of themselves at all. Everything is in the upper force, and he takes care of everything. And this is how we are for now. So the most important is to ascribe ourselves, all of us, to the upper force, and especially the connection between us, and to check, at least to do one examination. What am I more drawn to, yearning for? Am I yearning more for connection with the friends, or am I yearning more for the revelation of the Creator? According to the truth, I should have yearned more for the connection between us. Because this is close to me, it's mine, this is my kli, and I work in it, I find myself in it, I become oriented in the spiritual realm. However, for the time being, it's possible that I forget about the group, the 10, and actually I find myself yearning for the revelation of the Creator. I need Him. Then I will understand where I am. It's interesting, it fulfills me, etc. It answers all of my questions. So I yearn for the kli, not for the fulfillment. And here we need to work between us. And persuade one another that what is important is the kli. The upper light is in absolute rest, and we only need. Read it as well. If one decides, excerpt 20, if one decides that he wants to work as dust, that is, he doesn't care whatever he's receiving. He's like dust lying on the ground, on the earth, inside of the desire. And he understands nothing. And his feeling might be, well, it doesn't matter to him what he feels. Meaning he does not demand anything for himself, even though he feels himself in all kinds of unpleasant situations. Lack of sensation, lack of understanding, lack of confidence, lack. He wants to work as though it's irrelevant to him, unrelated to him. So, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And as for himself, he does not care which taste he feels. This is the state of dust, meaning it's not important for me. I completely neutralize my own feelings. I realize that I am feeling the taste of dust, that it is entirely tasteless. I have no attraction to it. I have no relation to spiritual work. I have nothing. And I nevertheless continue this work, and I do not leave the group, and I do not leave the path. I don't stop with the wisdom of Kabbalah, because by this I'm giving contentment to the Creator. And the Creator arranges for us in such states many exercises. About this it says, anything but leave, that we have to hold on truly by the teeth in such a state where I don't know what I'm doing it for, I have no future, I have no hope. I feel that the friends are disregarding me, and also such friends that, well, what will I get out of it if I stick to them? And the Creator, I don't know who He is, He's hidden, and in general, He's not even leading the world, or maybe He is leading the world. That is, I'm in a state where, with all of my mind and emotion, I have nothing, no reason to stay in this. Rather, let others do it, that they feel some taste in it. Let them stay with it. I see no reason to stay on this path. This is a very important point, and the Creator deliberately is taking us through this state, where only then, when we go through such states, we can say that our work is in order to bestow contentment to Him and not to ourselves. When we go through this state each and every time, on each degree, we disconnect ourselves, cleanse ourselves of our will to receive, and we emerge without a will to receive for oneself. Then already, I am truly clean for the time being. On the next degree, again, I will have it on a higher degree. So, it's not important what taste I feel. And he says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust, meaning the Creator also becomes unimportant for me. I want to quit the group, leave spirituality, leave this method, advance towards the Creator. What do I care? Because the Creator is also like dust. I also don't think about Him. I forget about Him most of the day. And I remember whenever my ego nevertheless awakens me and says, well, what's going to happen to you? What's with you? Then I remember it. But without the ego awakening me in such a way, I don't care. I don't care to think about the Creator, about spirituality, about the group. No. This is how it is. This is called dust, that they want to show me from the heavens how much I depend on the flavor, on the flavors, that it will be sweet for me, it will be interesting for me. And if I, in spite of such states, I awaken the importance of coming closer to the group and through it to the Creator, it is considered that I am raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. So pay attention, raising divinity from the dust, raising the Shekhinah from the dust. Shekhinah is this field blessed by the Lord. It is the connection between us. It is the place where the Creator is revealed. Our corrected desire, our common corrected desire, in which the Creator can be revealed according to equivalence of form between us and the Creator. This is why we need to understand that to raise divinity from the dust, well, first of all, we have to think about the Creator. And then we can also think about how much we are advancing in order to discover Him, in order to give Him contentment. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is kdusha, sanctity, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work. Why? Since there is no mixture of the will to receive here of the person, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, what he's doing, while he feels himself in the dust, and necessarily because he's advancing in such a way, he is delighted.
How does one feel the taste of dust in the sand?
The taste of dust in the ten is when all of us reach a state where we feel that we have no individual personal gain to any of us and to the whole group together. There is nothing. What are we working for? We don't feel that we're going towards something, that there is something there, that we can even stay in this state all the time. And what is required of us, not to demand anything, but only to agree that from this comes contentment to the Creator. And I have nothing, and my friends get nothing, and we can talk about it, that we're not going to have anything, nothing. But the Creator is enjoying this. And we, between us, all agree to this state, to remain in this state indefinitely, forever. And we are happy that specifically in such a way we can give him contentment. Not because we are in the dust, but because we are in the dust and we have nothing that towards our will to receive, nothing is hindering us, because the will to receive is not chasing after the dust. So now, between us, we can think about how to give contentment to the Creator. That's it. And this way, we begin to scrutinize more advanced spiritual discernments, but out of the feeling of dust only. Everything stands on, and everything comes from the dust. Okay. All right. PT 25.
How does the flavor of taste in a ten, how does that expressed between the friends? Friends are talking, so how is that expressed in a dom?
But no one feels any taste in his personal work, and all of us together do not feel any flavor in our collective work, and everyone feels themselves as being fully immersed in the dust, dead. And this is how progress is felt in them. That specifically the Creator is promoting us. We raise the importance of the goal, which is above our ego, and we feel that this is him being, we're in the progress, the process of advancement. And each will help his friend. We truly help each other to advance in such a way.
So it's as if there is an internal converse. I don't see the conversation here.
Why? You can also try to talk between you about how much you are in it, or maybe you're not in it. Anything.
A question, if you're saying that the doubts are unimportant, if I feel that I may be wrong carrying the wrong suitcase, as Bala Sulam's example.
Well, I need to connect with the friends, and by this, I will chase away all of the doubts. I'm included in them, and that's it. I'm also dust towards them. To be in the dust is something that is general towards all of my directions. By this, I lower Malchut. And then even if I don't have the force of bestow, the force of Bina, but even if a little bit will come, already I'll be able to feel that I have the force of Bina too, faith above reason, because my reason is in the dust. So even if a little force of Bina will come, it will already be faith above reason.
So when I'm in the reason of dust with the friends, I'm basically, I'm certainly not diverting from the right direction.
Well, let's say so. It'll all come. PT 32.
If a friend is incapable of finding joy in the state of dust, is it because we as a ten haven't supplied something to him, or what can we do in order to give the strength to every friend to rise?
An example. Show him how you relate to one another and to the collective state of the group, and that each one is trying to be the dust towards the others, and show him that. Maybe he won't see it because he's truly in, in the opposite state. You can't grasp it. What is it that you're doing to him? So wait, and following some time, again and again, give him the possibility to develop, and just realize that it is the Creator who is giving you such a friend in a group who cannot catch on to being dust towards the others, annulling himself as a zero towards everyone. Well, what can you do? So you nevertheless have to keep trying, if he is not harmful. And then by this, you're truly going
forward. Can we talk about it in a test about the flavor dust? How to talk about it?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Talk about it, even get confused about it, philosophize about it, it doesn't matter. This is a state that we have to be in, and therefore it's not something foggy which is beyond us, above us.
And how to correctly talk about it in order not to awaken the left line, the left side.
Don't you worry. Talk about how do we determine in each one of us and between us, all in all, in the ten, the state of dust. What do we have to do for this? Okay. New York free.
Rob, you said earlier that state of dust is a field between us, if I understood correctly. So does that mean that we should expect the state of dust to only occur between us in the ten, that it's not an individual state?
There is nothing that is individual. Each one of us is a point, and from 10 points we determine this field, the place where, if we arrange it properly, there the Creator will be revealed. It is called a field blessed by the Lord. That's it. Now,
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Какую молитву внутри десятки вы нам посоветуете, чтобы чуть...
Thank you, dear Rav. What prayer would you recommend in the tent to feel the taste of dust?
It has to come from you. So try throughout the day to compose such a prayer. How do we feel that we are in the dust? How this state of dust is a blessed state? And how do we ask of the Creator to help us build such relations between us that are called a field of dust, and that from there we will start to grow towards him.
Holland one. Holland.
Yeah, good morning, Raf. You're relating to this, what's just been said. How good is it to see the friends in the dust, and what should I do, or what should the group do when we see the friends in the dust?
In my relation with the ten, on the one hand, I need to see the friends as fully great, at least greater than me, and it's desirable to see them as the greatest of the generation. And But that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I want all of us to feel towards the Creator. We didn't speak about that yet with respect to the Creator, that we are truly as dust, that we're willing to concede ourselves everything that we will have, all of the past, present, and future. And only in such a way can we come closer to the revelation of the Creator. Because if we're going towards the revelation of the Creator, then in each and every place we need to see ourselves as dust, even though we will start to feel that the Creator is revealed there. That is, we will have truly great work later to always come back to the dust. But Malchut has to be restricted, the will to receive needs to be in darkness, and we never use it, but rather only as much as we can be above it.
Скажите, насколько важно чувствовать все вкусы этого праха, потому что я чувствую, что это
how important it is to feel all the variety of flavors of dust, because I feel it helps me come out of it quickly when I feel.
In the feeling of dust, you have all the flavors, because what is dust? It's when I have before me a table set by the Creator, a world full of all good, and I, in receiving for myself, I want to feel each and every flavor, each and every dish that is on the table. I want to feel it in reception for myself. I want to feel it as dust. Later on, we will come to a different kind of work when we will want to discover these tastes, these flavors. However, we will actually want to feel these flavors, but so that we will be able to receive them in order to bestow in new kelim, in faith about reason. But in our kelim, we want to restrict them. It will come. Kelim expand, and we will see these things.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Yes, good morning, Rav. So it turns out that that state of dust is a state of true ascent, not a descent.
Of course, it's on the way towards correction. What were you thinking? There is never, what we learn is we never learn anything that takes us down. Well, it lowers the will to receive, it lowers all kinds of negative things, the klipot, the shells, but we are constantly ascending. In our work, in our spiritual work, there is nothing that truly lowers us. As it says, they elevate in sanctity, they never lower in sanctity, always.
Ati 19 by Baal Sulam. What is that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? Sometimes a person despises this work of receiving the work of above reason, which is the feeling of darkness. When he sees that there's no one who can for the Creator.
It's even more so. On the one hand, I see that the state that I'm in, it's darkness. I need to justify this state that is on the path. There is no state which is not on the path. And the fact that it comes on the path, it comes from the Creator. And it comes in order to promote me towards the Creator, even though the state itself can be terrible. Right? We're reading 21.
Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden, and as a donkey to the load.
That is, I don't demand anything for myself, but only to advance for the benefit of the group and through it to the Creator.
One should be glad that now he has what to give to the Creator.
his devotion, his dedication above his own benefit, because he doesn't have any self-benefit. The Creator helped him. He gave him the taste of dust. Then the person is not concerned about him robbing something, stealing something for himself, but rather if he can work in such a way where he has no flavor, no attraction towards spirituality, if he nevertheless performs some actions, it is considered that he is doing it as an ox to the burden, as a donkey to the load, meaning as a beast working for the sake of men. Just like we can work for the Creator. Let's say I have many hours during the day where I cannot think about the group, I cannot think about the Creator, I don't think about anything. Or I engage in all kinds of nonsense in my life. I fill my life with all kinds of things that are unrelated to spiritual development. And this is a time when I'm vacant, right? When I'm free. This is the big problem. Yes.
But one does not always have the strength to say, sorry, and one should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work.
Because he has no flavors in it. He doesn't feel that he's becoming wiser, understanding more, feeling more, nothing. So what am I working for? What am I doing? I invested, let's say, an hour or two in some study, reading some something or books, doing something. Nothing came out of it. Yes.
This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness. Meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work. But then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason.
This is the problem. We need to pay attention. There is a lot of time during the day for each one of us when a person doesn't feel an inclination to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, right? And it just remains this way, like a log of wood. He doesn't care about anything. He just fills himself up with, playing on the computer, watching TV or something, and a lot of times pass like this, and it's well known. So here is the problem. It's more worthwhile in such states to tie yourself to the 10, and through the computers today, we're all connected between us, and immediately to engage in something, do something, study something, build something, or at least engage together in dissemination. Each shall help his friend. In such states, we truly need to constantly pressure the friends to take part. Because specifically in such states, such times, we are missing a lot, losing a lot in our spiritual advancement.
If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
So, we need to be concerned, and especially I'm turning to those who today, meaning on each and every day, those who are shatz and gabai, they should care about this. And here it's more the work of the gabai than the shatz, to arrange each and every gabai in his ten, should arrange it so that all of the free time will be full with common efforts towards study, searching, dissemination, each and everything that is related to spiritual development.
Thank you.
Suppose I don't have the strength to wake up for the morning lesson, or I feel distance from my friends, and I overcome it without any joy. Is that not pleasant in the eyes of the Creator?
What does it matter if you despise the Creator or disgrace Him? You know, really, I mean, if you want to give contentment, well, of course, if you make an effort that goes against your will to receive, by this you do give contentment. Yes. Try. Feel that you are opposite Him, and truly, indeed. But why is He hidden? Because if He were revealed, then you would force yourself, right, to get up and do it. So He doesn't want to obligate you, force you. He wants you to perform this overcoming with faith above reason. The Creator is hidden, seemingly He doesn't exist, and you forget about Him, and or you don't care about Him, etc. And then, specifically in such a state, He wants you to overcome. Try to speak with yourself about it. The Creator is hidden. He doesn't want me to feel His presence in any way. And I now need to specifically, in this state where I have no strength, no motivation, no motive power, nothing that makes me jump, and I nevertheless need to search for some means that will help me to get up and do everything. And so in this, I will think and maybe even feel that I am giving Him contentment by this. So how? If I'm giving contentment to the friends, for sure He's inside of them and I'm giving Him contentment. This is how it is.
Thank you very much.
Well, good luck. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот буквально, как вы сказали, что вот сидишь перед телевизором, знаете,
thank you, Raf. As you said, you're sitting in front of the TV and your mind understands that's wrong, but you can't bring yourself to do something. So all you do is stare at the TV. Out of your experience, what would you recommend to do if the mind understands,
But if you know that you have things that you have to do, write an article, prepare a lesson, give a lesson, come in with the 10 into some, join the 10 in some conversation. I don't know. Besides, as for me, besides the fact that I give the morning lesson and the evening lesson, I have conversations for, or sometimes 5 hours, from 10 to 1, even 1:30 in the afternoon. These are 3.5 hours. And later on, I write something. I answer questions. That is, I try to fill my daily schedule with a concrete timetable, and it's all written down. What is it that I have to do? And that in that I'm also connected with other people. And don't you think that it is easier for me than it is for you? Don't think that this is so. It is simply, we have to bring ourselves into a state where either I'm studying or I'm teaching, or I'm eating, or I'm sleeping. That's it. There is nothing else with which to fill the day. And for you, you also have work and taking care of the family. Me, as an old person, I'm exempt of that. That's it. This is how it is. So please arrange your day in such a way. The most important is that the daily schedule should be
I
have a few questions about the condition, the free time a person has. What is the free time?
Well, there is no free time. A person should not have any free time.
Ну, я имею в виду, что вы говорите, когда вы говорите свободное, свободное время,
хופשי, это они, что такое?
What do you mean when you say free time?
Oh, when I say free time, I mean that a person can determine that this is my free time, we're not committed, obligated to the country, meaning to my work that I'm getting paid for, not to my family that I have to take care of them, not to anything else that is important, let's say medicine or something. It's not time for eating, meaning the necessary things that I have to keep in order to exist in this world, and that's called necessary time. Besides that, it's my free time, and I have to fill it up, all of it, with spiritual work. And time of sleep is also part of necessary time, essential time. I cannot avoid skip sleeping. But nevertheless, a person should end up with a good number of hours each and every day that he can invest in spirituality.
One more question, Rav, if I may. In my free time, I go out of the office from work. In the evening, it takes me 15 minutes to by train or by bus to come home. That's my free time. What should I do in this free time? To hear a lesson?
This, I don't know, but maybe tweets are more important. It depends on what the Twitter is about, what the tweets are about. And afterwards, hearing 50 minutes of the lesson, it's quite something, it's quite a lot. It's very good. That's it. And besides this, check if you have some other time. Check each and everything. Can you add to, reading lessons and writing tweets or other things? Can you add to this, nevertheless, some other things? Next. Wait a minute. Baltia 1.
Товарищи рассказывают про такое явление, что как только выстроишь идеальный...
Friends tell me that there is this phenomenon that the moment you build an ideal schedule, that you're completely busy, suddenly everything falls apart.
Что делать? Перестраивать самому человеку?
I guess this is a positive phenomenon, but what can you do when a person has to build it again, rebuild it, or turn to the 10, or...
Well, of course, you need to turn to the 10, and I recommend to less to prepare the daily schedule, but to simply immediately keep it. That's better. A person who prepares himself, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that, it all remains for the future. A person who knows that he has to do this, he does it on the spot, and that's it.
Yes, two questions. One, Elad from Afula says he has a lot of free time, dead time during the day that you can't do anything because your evil inclination doesn't let you. What can you do if your mind tells you you have to increase exertion, but still you're only calming your body down?
Arrange the group in such a way that it will obligate you. It will pressure you with the daily routine, the daily schedule, and all kinds of such things so that you will be obligated to be connected with them and to perform certain actions together with them. I'm telling you, this struggle is a constant struggle. It's constant. And I will tell you one thing only. From 1:30 a.m. when Rabash would get up, and even before that, but let's say from 1:30 a.m. until he would go to sleep at 9 p.m., each and every moment I would know what he's going to do, what he's doing. I was next to him, or maybe I wouldn't be next to him. He was always busy with sleep, Well, walking,
Ohel,
eating, and studying.
So
that's it. There is no more. Walking, I mean also, well, taking a bath, going to the sea maybe, or to the forest, to the woods, doing some sports. He had his bicycles at home that he would be riding. He was very athletic. So everything, however, was calculated precisely from when till when. Yes.
One more question. There are certain states where you feel complete indifference, even if you're studying and you're performing actions of connection.
So the group comes and it obligates you. Of course, each and every one of us have such states, and we're going to have more and more of them. It's not a wonder. You will feel how much it burdens you. If I'm not obligated, if nobody forces me, I will not get out of bed. My nature is simply to lie down. Truly so, to lie down. And this is how it is throughout my whole life.
He's asking if this state you just described is an invitation to build a relation of dust on our behalf.
We have to, above our actions, to build a level of dust that we want to be annulled towards the Creator and towards all of the discernments that He awakens in us. I want not to demand anything for myself. As it says, my soul shall be as dust towards everything.
Hello, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Can a person hide from the Creator?
Is there a place in reality where a person can hide from the Creator, a shelter place from the Creator? Nice. And is there some time maybe where when I can hide from the Creator so that during this time He does not influence me? And not this, not that, not in time, not in place. We cannot be free. We can be free only of our will to receive, so that it will not dictate to us what to do. Rather, well, it dictates to us what to do. However, above it, we say that we want to dictate to ourselves only one direction, to serve the Creator.
Virtual work with the friends.
Yes. All right, friends, with this we will conclude this part of dust in the work. We will come back to it for sure, and, you know, regarding many other states. But in the meantime, I'm asking of you, please arrange for yourselves a dialogue, a workshop, in order to understand what is the taste of dust, when should we feel it. Is it always or only in the beginning of the work? Later on we will rise above it. Who knows what does it give us, etc. Talk about it and scrutinize all of these discernments that we have in the state of my soul shall be as dust for everything. Or I am dust and ashes, etc. There are many nice excerpts about it, many verses. And we...
from a speech for the completion of the Zohar by Bala Sulam.
I would like to also add, you can see how we exist in the current reality, in this world, in this pandemic that's coming on us and not leaving. And Israel has now become the first place in the world with the number of coronavirus sick people Out of how many are sick out of every 100,000, the percentage of people that are sick?
Relative to the
percentage
per population. The first place in the world, and we talked about this a few months ago, that this is going to happen because we are to blame for this spreading pandemic. So as usual, and first we're given some kind of time that we will try, and then if we don't try to bring this correction, then it's revealed, and it will be revealed more and more. Also, yesterday we talked to the writers about this, that we are going to absorb more and more. All those who are drawn to the Creator will absorb it even more, because they are actually to blame, meaning us, Bnei Baruch, from Chile to China to, as it's written, from India to Kush. We are all to blame for this state being existing and happening. So let's try and bring this information, this knowledge to the world.
So about that, I wanted to ask, it seems like people aren't afraid to be sick. Most people don't care about it. They go to restaurants, they parties. There's no fear about it. So how can you grab people? There's no problem. Corona spreading in Israel. So what? People aren't afraid of the disease.
It's not a problem to scare the people. The Creator can bring the fear without the corona or anything. It's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of awareness. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from fear. They need to understand slowly, slowly that the correction of the world depends on them, both on the corporeal Israel and the spiritual Israel, which is us from all the nations and all the continents. The spiritual Israel is Bnei Baruch. The corporeal Israel is the Israeli people, like you know, the Jews. They too need to be aimed somewhat towards the correction of creation. And we see that we're not so concerned with it, not us, the spiritual Israel. That's all our friends, no matter where they're from. And not the corporeal Israel, who also came out of the 70 nations that were in Babel. And today they are called Jews, they don't even know why. Both need to yearn, and after them, the whole world, for the correction of the Arvut. And then, to that extent, only to the extent in which we define the Arvut between us, to that extent, we will be able to be healed. Otherwise, no. And who will suffer? Certainly, first of all, the Israel of all of humanity. As it has already happened, with in the second war? I can't stand redundant words. We must disseminate the method of correction, the obligation, the commitment of correction. That's it. And I don't want to hear what's in them, because what's in them, it's like in beasts. The will to receive is developed, and the response to it, and the response to the disease, and all that. So the will to receive is aiming itself always wherever it can run away from the from any burden.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What's the role of spiritual Israel now towards the second wave? The spiritual Israel.
The spiritual Israel needs to explain that all these waves were and will be more and more until we understand that the healing of all of humanity depends on us, and that it's not a matter of the healing of humanity from the coronavirus, but rather from our big ego, from the mutual repulsion that we have, especially in the people of Israel. Look, there is no nation that... How should we say this? That is more divided like Israel. Each hates the Jew in him and doesn't agree with him and does agree, and each is in that inner split, even inside of each person. And that doesn't exist in any other person in the world, because we're included of two. The part of us that's the nation of the world, and a part in us that is the Israel. And therefore we are not capable of being in silence, even a person with himself. And what can you do? Only the method of correction can help here, but they don't want it.
How do you deal with this inner split?
Only by disclosing the need for it, the necessity for it. That's dissemination.
So how does the spiritual Israel take responsibility, feel their role?
My dissemination, we have nothing else, Dudi. What else would you recommend? What can we do? We can continue what we receive from above, extend it onwards to all the directions, because we're in the last generation. That's it. We have come to a state in which slowly, slowly, but in the whole world, the matter of Arvut must spread. Because it's the law of the one Kli in which the one Creator is revealed. And that's called the last generation.
By Israel now becoming closer to the state and everything. So what does it mean that we didn't do good before? Or everything was okay? We're just going into the next step.
No, we didn't do anything throughout history since the ruin of the Second Temple until today. We are continuing the same ruin, the same unfounded hatred. But we've been through several stages, and now we have come according to its timing, according to the axis of time. We have come to a time in which we're in a period of the last generation. And then whatever we didn't correct before, and what we had to correct altogether, now it is all assembled into this period called the last generation. And we must nevertheless correct everything, either by Torah or by suffering, one or the other. The free choice for the time being is in us. It has yet been taken from us. It has not been taken from us yet, but it could be. God forbid, if the Creator takes that from us, that opportunity to advance in the way of good, and then we begin, as it's written in the prophets, to advance only through sufferings, which God forbid that happens. That's something terrible. That's worse than what you can read about the future of the world from all the scientists and so on.
Who's guilty about the second wave and the descent of Israel now?
The Bnei Baruch writers.
Is dissemination freedom of choice?
Meaning, where are we connecting with the Creator? Not in us and not in Him, but in the middle. It's called in the middle line, where we bestow to others. As much as I bestow to the others, that's called that I'm bestowing to the Creator. And then there, I discover that the Creator wants to bestow to them. And I seemingly am opening a valve for the bestowal of the Creator to all of humanity to the extent in which I bestow to humanity. This is the rule that the connection between us to the Creator is done in the middle line, where I for my beloved and my beloved for me, but we meet in that common field between us, in the love of others. And from the love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. Therefore, look at what he's revealing to us today. By the coronavirus, by other blows that will come maybe, if we don't succeed at this, all together he will obligate us, either in a good way or not such a good way, to us having to come to love of others, to bestow to others, to advertise to others, to advertise to others that we have to connect and give the Creator a place to be revealed. It's a very short thing, very opportune and ready from above, and we can truly do this with ease. We were never so close. All of humanity was not so close to building a place for the Creator to be revealed. This is truly a wonder.